On the 25th of June, members, allies and supporters joined us in person and online for this year's AGM. Despite the extreme heat, 22 people took part in the afternoon, including several people attending a YDRF AGM for the first time. Together, we reflected on the past year, celebrated achievements across the forum, and looked ahead to the work still to come. Disability, representation, and who gets to tell the story. We were delighted to welcome Anna Bramwell-Dix from the University of York as our guest speaker. Anna shared her research into disability representation in the gaming industry and the importance of involving disabled people in the research and development processes that shape how disability is portrayed. Gaming is one of the world's largest entertainment industries, yet disabled people are often underrepresented, inaccurately represented, or reduced to minor characters. Questions ranged from accessibility barriers within gaming itself to the role disabled people should play in creating games and the stories they tell. Attendees were particularly interested in how disabled people can contribute to and shape future research in this area, and how we will definitely be staying in touch with Anna. The discussion also touched on disability simulation experiences. While these are often intended to build empathy, attendees reflected on how they can sometimes reinforce a medical model understanding of disability by focusing on impairment rather than the barriers created by society. Anna suggested there may be opportunities for future research into whether narrative and storytelling approaches could help create a deeper understanding of disability from a social model perspective. The conversation reflected a theme that runs through much of YDRF's work. Disabled people should not simply be represented in decisions that affect us. We should be actively involved in shaping them. Celebrating a year of disabled-led action. The AGM provided an opportunity to reflect on everything YDRF has achieved over the past year. Members recognised the continuing work of the Access Subgroup in challenging barriers across the city and ensuring disabled people's voices are represented in discussions about transport, infrastructure, and public spaces. Attendees also highlighted the importance of YDRF's role in helping people understand complex issues and advocating for change on matters that can often feel inaccessible or overwhelming. There was also enthusiasm for Quiet Pride as it approaches its fifth year, continuing to provide a welcoming and accessible space for disabled LGBTQ+ people and allies. These achievements are only possible because of the time, experience, and commitment contributed by members, allies, and volunteers throughout the year. AGM business. You can view the full 2026 annual report on our website. Link is in the written version of this blog post. Members approved the annual report and received updates from YDRF subgroups. We were pleased to re-elect the forum's officers. Dr. Ashley Fisher, Chair. Helen Jones, Vice Chair. Marilyn Crawshaw, Secretary. Tash Taylor, Treasurer. We also welcomed Samuel and Shaima as full members of the steering group. Learning together. Every YDRF event gives us the opportunity to learn as well as connect, and this year's AGM was no exception. Attendees shared helpful feedback about both the online and in-person experience, giving us valuable ideas for how we can make future hybrid meetings even more accessible and inclusive. We look forward to putting those improvements into practice at future events. We also had the opportunity to learn more about presenting printed information in accessible ways, including clear print and large print standards. This was a valuable learning opportunity before the event, helping us raise our standards for accessible communications, and will continue to inform how we communicate with our members and the wider community. Thank you to everyone who shared their experiences, ideas, and expertise. Accessibility is something we build together, and every conversation helps us do better. Looking ahead. While the AGM looked back on a busy year, it also highlighted the opportunities ahead. One theme that emerged during the afternoon was the importance of growing YDRF's reach and ensuring more disabled people and allies know that the forum exists. There are many people across York whose experiences, skills, and perspectives could strengthen our collective voice and help shape future campaigns. YDRF remains committed to creating change through disabled-led action, community connection, and collective advocacy. Get involved. YDRF is shaped by the people who choose to take part. If you are disabled, an ally, or simply interested in creating a more inclusive York, we'd love to hear from you. Whether you want to become a member, join a subgroup, support a campaign, or attend future events, there is a place for you within our community. Thanks for listening.